turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureaus of blood for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the rain. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it ass to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the ravers, folks. And we have a good show for you. I know Hummingbird Syndicate is coming in. I don't think they're going to be playing live, but bringing in CDs and interviewing anyway.
That's cool.
If they bring instruments, great.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, they're allowed to. Everyone's allowed to. I'm sorry to say... Marie's not here. I have Jimmy James and Al Petulis. Hi, guys.
How you doing, Brian?
And Marie couldn't make it today. Her mother just passed away the other day.
So
her funeral is today. I'm actually sitting here in a suit.
Yes, you are.
You look good, Brian. In a suit.
Thanks. And Marie handed me these songs that her mother really liked that I'm going to play.
Okay. What a shock.
Yeah. One of them, this is weird. I thought we had it in the system here. I typed in Baker Street, you know, the Jerry Rafferty song, like his hit.
Oh, no, what was the band name?
Steel Wheels, but...
Yeah, Steel Wheels.
Not Steel Wheels.
Steel S Man.
No. Steeler's Wheel.
Steeler's Wheel. There you go. Didn't they do Stuck in the Middle with You?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But this was... Jerry Rafferty did this one solo. Now, I thought it was in here, I looked real quick and went, oh yeah, that's it. But is Baker Street by Eric Gaffney? I mean, how close to a name can you get?
I've never heard of him.
But Rafferty Gaffney, no, you know, I looked down and I was like, I'm just going to hear a second. I'm like, did somebody goof on his name? You know what I mean?
They could have.
I just want to hear a second of it. If not, I'm going to send you guys for the vinyl, all right?
Yeah,
all right.
I'll go.
All right, let's see what this sounds like.
Here we go.
Winding your way down Baker Street.
No.
I don't think that's...
I don't have happened. To listen to any more of that.
No. I am off to the vinyl room.
It's Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, and it should be on this side.
I know where it is.
Okay, yeah. It's like near the end, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do have other songs, though. This one... there's five songs Marie said her mother really likes. We're going to play them if we can. I hope you find the Jerry Rafferty out there. I will.
If I could find Elvis doing...
yeah, we found the Elvis. You were always on your mind. That's Willie Nelson, isn't it?
I got the Elvis version. Yeah. That's what she wanted. So.
Okay. This is a good one. I like this. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Cool.
Share.
This goes out to Maggie. We love you, Maggie. And we love you, Marie, and
hope to see you back here soon.
If you have a request for after this little dedication to Maggie, 617-627-3800. It's MFO.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw Grandpa to whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Saturday, I know they say.
lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hopes on this strange and awful day when the mother and child reunion is on the emotional way. Oh, the mother and child reunion is on.
I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. I just never took the time.
Rest in peace, Maggie. We love you. Songs for Maggie. You found it. Say something on there while I'm playing it. I'm stalling because I knew we had Jerry Rafferty. And here's Jimmy to tell you about it.
Right. We don't, the filing system here is great.
What happened? Why couldn't you find it? I knew we had this.
Could have been under Baker Street. Could have been under Rafferty.
No, did you look under RAF like I said?
Yeah, and I guess I was just a little off. I kept coming up with REM. Sorry.
Jimmy, you've been in there for 10 minutes.
Well, when you're going through 4,000, 5,000 vinyls. They had Elvis mostly... They had two in the E and 14 in the P.
Tell them about it. I got to queue this up.
There you go. So we got Elvis in the E and we got Presley in the P. And if you put them together, you get Elvis Presley. Two sides of the room.
One more from Aggie.
All right.
No. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Brian.
Sarah Billingsley just hopped in. You can say hi.
Oh, are you? Oh, hi. The mic's on. Hello. Here I am.
Hi, Sarah.
We're just actually paying.
Now it's not all boys.
We're actually paying tribute to Marie's mom.
Yeah, I was listening on the way in, and that was very sad. I enjoyed the song selection, and I was thinking of her, even though I didn't know her, but I'm very sorry for Marie. Condolences to Marie. I'm very sorry.
Thank you, Sarah.
For your loss. And sorry to you, Brian.
Thank you, Sarah. She was a good friend, yes. That was Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty from City to City. If you don't know who Jerry Rafferty is, you might know Steeler's Wheel.
Right.
Stuck in the Middle with You.
Right.
And Elvis Presley before that, Always on My Mind.
The
Rolling
King.
Stones. What's that?
The King.
The King.
The King.
The King, yes. Rolling Stones, Sweet Virginia from my Bible, Exile on Main Street. Paul Simon, Mother and Child Reunion. And we started it off with Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. I'm going to make a twofer out of that, Jerry Rafferty. So we played everything for Maggie and almost didn't by the skin of our teeth.
Well, I just want to say that if I was here, if Marie was here, I would want to give her a huge hug.
You can when you see her.
Okay,
I'll tell her all you guys are thinking of her. Hopefully, she's still listening. I know she had to be somewhere at 1:30, but she said she'd catch what she could. So
okay.
She probably heard the first couple songs.
Yeah, okay.
She didn't hear all the hijinks looking for Jerry Rafferty.
How many albums do we have here?
A million?
No, seriously.
That's a guess, my guess.
I would say at least 10,000.
I'd say a million. I really would.
You really would?
Yeah.
Folks, if you've never been here, you can't imagine how many albums are here.
I'm surprised the floor doesn't cave in. We're on the third floor.
That's true. They're awfully heavy.
No. What's up, Jimmy?
Are you guys still giving me crap for not finding the albums fast?
Well, what were you doing? You were looking at R-E-F. I'm giving you crap because you can't spell. I looked in R-E-F. It's R-A-F.
You can ask anybody I know, and they will tell you, absolutely, I cannot spell.
Well, so you didn't tell me that. What did he say, Al? He goes, I will definitely get it for you.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
He finally found it.
After I told him how to spell it.
I found Elvis under P for Presley, so.
I'm surprised. That's impressive because it wasn't even called You Are Always on My Mind. It's Always on My Mind.
Right.
I would have had a hard time with that.
Willie Nelson.
Well, there you go.
I heard that spelling is not, whether or not you can spell is not a sign of intelligence. So there's no relation.
Smart people may or may not be able to.
I'm not so sure about that.
I was trying to be kind.
I may want to disagree.
I didn't say that.
You said that, Jimmy. Cruel to be kind in the right.
we'll play a little of that, too.
Oh, boy.
Here's my favorite Jerry Rafferty song. I loved Maggie's selection, but I love this song even more.
Okay, do it.
And we got Hum and Burn Syndicate coming up.
Yeah, that's great.
Your love, you Thank you.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. With Hummingbird Syndicate. And here they are right in front of me. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hello, Brian.
We have John Macy and we have Lynn Shipley. Hi.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's up, John? I know I've heard your name. How? Like what? How? When did you start? What did you start with?
I started with her. No, I started a long time ago. That's quite of a long story. It might take up the entire afternoon.
Give us the Fox Pass
in the 1970s.
Wow, okay. I know you, Fox Pass.
Yes, Picking and the Desires in the 1980s. We had hits like Downtown Talk, songs like we were a New York band.
Yeah. Right.
Macy's Parade in the 1990s. We used to come on this show with Sean Patrick Murphy.
Macy's Parade?
Right. Yes.
What do you mean? Are you related to Macy's? Like,
no, that was just a stupid... That was just a stupid band name, but no, I bet you don't forget it.
I love it.
And then if you Google it, you come up with us, except there was no internet. And then Fox Pass again, and now Hummingbird Syndicate.
Right. And you still do stuff with Fox Pass from now on.
Now and then, yeah.
Like, so, did I introduce you at the Midway or something?
Yeah, and then we played the Billy Borgioli tribute show.
That's right. That, too. I introduced you there as well.
Yep,
that's right.
Yep. So we tend to do that.
We're old friends.
Yes, we are. So Fox Pass is kind of a museum piece, and this here is actually
brand new.
The new band, yes.
Hummingbird Syndicate. Sounds good.
Not like all that other stuff.
No. Well, the stuff on this show is all good. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Yes, it's a good show.
Thank you. So I'm reading, like, how you first met this guy in a bar.
Yeah, why don't you tell the story?
Charlie, what's it say? Yeah, go ahead. Tell the story.
Oh, you must be reading the story about how we met.
So it says, right? So what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, right,
press
kit.
Yeah.
So, well, we were an old friend of ours that you may or may not know. John Totaro introduced us.
John. Yep, John. He's a good friend of mine.
So John Totaro is why we're sitting here.
No,
if you're out there someplace, John. And we were at the Middle East. I think you were playing, Fox Pass was playing. And
with Angeline and John
Totaro.
That's
right, Angeline. Yeah. And so I had a bunch of friends there. John had a bunch of friends there. And John Totaro was one of them. And he walked up to John and called me over and said to John, I want you to meet Lynn Shipley. She's the real thing.
Cool.
And we all looked at John Macy, and I looked at each other like, what on earth does that mean? And the rest is history. We started writing songs together. And so the Charlie Louvin, right. We immediately got into a deep country music conversation, even though we were at a pop show.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that conversation was the new Charlie Louvin record, which I thought was fantastic and nobody else had ever heard of.
Right.
Except for John.
Except for me, yes.
I've heard of them. I can't say I know what it is.
The Louvin Brothers, the harmonies, yeah. So that's we're all
okay.
about that stuff.
Great. Yeah, and you love the Archies.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah.
That's a prerequisite to playing in a band with me.
You have to love the Archies.
Yes.
I still have my 45, my Archies 45s.
You have to.
That's awesome.
We actually sneak in Archie's riffs in most of our tunes, and maybe we could have a contest if you pick the Archie's riff.
Sneak in riffs.
Now, wasn't that like,
weren't the Archies
like just some deal, like, who was the guy who created them? Like, wasn't it like because the Monkees dissed him, then he came out with the Archies or something?
Don Kirshner.
Right.
Yeah. That's what happened.
That's a whole other story. Yeah.
That's going back.
I like watched some Monkees special, and they were talking about Don Kirshner and that whole thing.
We cover Monkees songs.
We cover Monkees songs.
Yeah, I love the Monkees as well. Yeah. Good stuff. Okay, let's play some. So what are these? These are four songs you're going to put on a whole album?
Or? Yeah, so we have the 45 out. We just play one of them, right? And this is the world premiere, Brian, of your show.
Awesome.
Of rough mixes. These aren't mastered yet, so they sound good. You might have to turn them up. I don't know. But yeah, these are four tunes from the new album to come out in the summer.
Right. Sounds great.
No one's heard ever.
Okay, the first one. Sometimes it just gets this way.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, anything you want to say about it?
Does it ever?
Go right ahead.
I think it explains itself, actually.
Here we go. It's Hummingbird Syndicate. Hey, you got a question for them? 617-627-3800. Oh, and we can give away something, right?
Yeah, March 12th. We're playing March 12th at Thunder Road. That's the new club in Somerville. It used to be Radio.
Right.
Yeah, so they fixed it all up, and we're playing...
Yeah, wasn't there fire there?
It was all kinds of something went on in that place. And so they fixed it all up.
Most likely a grease fire.
Well, it was closed for like...
That started in the men's room.
I heard it was a dirty bomb.
It was closed for a while, that place, yeah.
Yeah, so a dirty bomb in the men's room.
So it's supposed to be all fixed up.
It's an early show.
Early show, so we can give away two pairs of tickets to the Thunder Row. We're opening for Jimi Hendrix that night. That's an early show.
What?
I know. Well, you know, we.
No, isn't John Butcher doing something?
He's doing Jimi Hendrix.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I said I've been around. We're opening.
That's right.
So we are. You remember the Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees? Anybody remember
yes.
that?
Yes. Well, I know the story. I can't remember.
So this is the Monkees opening for Jimi Hendrix now. All right. So two pairs, the first two to call in, we'll write down your address and put you on the guest list.
And you're going to handle that? You'll be able to. Oh, you're just going to put them right on
the
list?
Yeah, we'll put them on the list, the house list, yeah. So,
okay.
What's
sounds good.
Phone
okay.
number?
617-627-3800. Jimmy, you want to handle the phones for this?
Absolutely. Waiting. Okay. Bated breath.
Okay. It's all you guys. All right. Sometimes it just gets this way. Check it out. Hummingbird Syndicate. Take one. Actually, take two. We already heard one. But that one, let's hear it.
Sometimes it just gets this way.
Sometimes it just gets this way. I love it.
Good stuff, huh? And if somebody can get which, there's one chord from the Archies in there, I can guarantee you.
I'm just a dumb singer. I'm not really a musician. Jimmy might be able to tell you.
A chord they actually played.
A chord.
Okay.
You know that's true, right?
Yeah, I know.
He's got a couple things that are messing him around.
Yes, I do.
Any guesses, Jimmy? Do you know what they're talking about?
I think they were in the key of A, but I'm not sure.
Hey, wow.
Nice.
You got perfect pitch over there?
Yes, I do.
It was the key of A.
I only hire the best. They just don't know how to spell Rafferty.
It was the key of A, yes.
Well, no Elvis's last name.
I'm like
he
that.
He thought it was Rafferty.
Yeah,
he's looking at an R-E-M. I'm like, what? I'm like, of course it's not going to be here.
I don't need a tuner, but I do need a tutor.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to live that
Maybe
down.
You can teach me guitar and I'll teach you how to spell.
Deal.
Next one up, Guitar Star.
Guitar Star, yeah. Lynn sings this one. And it's a, why don't you say what it's a little bit of a mocking tune, a little New York Dolls.
A little bit of a mocking tune.
Mocking what? What do you mean? Mocking?
Well, you know, it's just it's a total send-up of Dolls, you know.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Thunders.
It's a
total punk rock send-up. Like,
there you go.
Hey, more.
Thunders is like... He's the unsung hero of Crash Course with the Ravers.
So Guitar Star is like a song making fun of a guy who's pretending to be Johnny Thunders.
Ah.
you'll see what I mean.
All right.
It's sung by the point of view of a woman.
Generations
okay.
removed.
Guitar Star, I already love it without hearing it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Guitar Star.
Yes, especially in Boston. It is actually pronounced Guitar Star.
Guitar Star.
That's sweet. Yeah. That's
right.
Because of time, and we actually have to do a quick PSA. It's going to be like 30 seconds, but we'll be right back with Hummingbird Syndicate.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
Okay, you're on the air, John.
College radio, yes.
So. What are you talking about? We're all professionals here.
Yes.
Guitar star. What's next? We got You Don't Know Much About Me.
So can we explain a little bit about Hummingbird Syndicate for a second?
Of course.
Yeah, so,
go for it.
So thing about this that's good, is interesting, I think, is that it really, the name Hummingbird Syndicate does describe it. It's a syndicate of musicians. So we do quite a variety of things. Like the show on March 12th is going to be, like you just heard, Guitar Star.
Right. Where did you say that's going to be again?
Thunder Road.
Right, right.
Where radio was.
I know, I haven't been yet.
Yeah.
You like it?
I haven't been there.
You haven't either.
It's supposed to be all fixed up.
It's
very
rented.
Snazzy. I wasn't at the old one.
Yeah.
I've heard
the old one was kind of a dump.
That the bathrooms are better.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Well, it's weird. The old one was weird. Radio was strange because, like, you walked in the door and the band was right to the left of you, and you're like, whoa, what's going on
here? It's in the back now. It's in the back.
Okay.
It's very snazzy. It has, like, fancy lighting.
Yeah, they made
it
into, like, a showcase club.
And then there's a bar downstairs with a pool table or something.
There's two.
It's a little bar. No, I don't think bands are downstairs, but it's just a place to go.
Oh, right, right. The Piss Pit, we used to call it.
Yep. That was the famous Piss Pit.
Yeah.
They would have a
my band the Thigh Scrapers played the Piss
Which
Pit.
Is,
we weren't allowed upstairs.
I went with people who had been there, and they were saying it smelled a lot better.
Okay.
But I didn't experience the previous Piss Pit thing.
Well, what's cool
is,
I mean, all these clubs are closing, right?
Yeah.
And this one's opening.
But it's
that's
weird.
Awesome.
No, Union Square has about five clubs now.
Yeah, there's actually, they're popping up, and
yeah,
I like it.
But there's nothing in Davis right now.
Right.
Because Johnny D's is gone.
Well, it's still there. It's barely there.
Yeah, so I mean, that's good. It's nice to see a new club open.
Of course it
definitely.
Is.
To play bands.
The more the merrier.
But anyways, the idea is that, you know, we do electric shows, we do acoustic shows. I mean, we do shows with just upright bass and, you know, all acoustic guitars. We do this, which is a rockin' show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lynn and I are the songwriters, but we have a core of musicians that play with us. So
right. You
come to see us, you're going to see different guys and people or women playing with us. And that's what's interesting.
Now, does everyone stay on stage?
Yeah,
or do people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so we have six or seven people, but we always have three guitars. So that's part of the sound, three guitars.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the guitar-driven sound and the vocal harmonies, you can't really get on stage with less than six people.
Yeah, because we got like three or four part harmonies going on.
We were going to give away tickets, but I think I want them. 617-627-3800 if you would like to see Hummingbird Syndicate.
And we've got two pairs anyway. So.
Two pairs. So do I? If we don't give them away, do I at least get one pair?
Yes, you do.
We'll get you in either way.
All right.
This is the challenge.
We'll give away the tickets.
Brian doesn't want you to call in now.
Yes.
Yeah,
don't
I know,
call in.
I know. What's the date it's on?
March 12th.
Okay.
And then we're also, separate from the tickets, we'll give away a couple of actual 45s. Right. These are 45.
I know.
I've got a turntable out there.
We've been playing,
Anybody got a turntable?
I got three.
Yeah. I have.
We'll
one.
Give away a turntable. So,
yeah,
so this next...
You get a turntable with a 45.
Do you get a Hummingbird?
That's the music business. So this next one is kind of a... maybe Lynn could describe it. It's a real showcase for her. We write songs all different ways, mostly sitting together. But this is one of the rare ones where she wrote the music separately, gave it to me, the lyrics, I mean, separately. And then a time later, I wrote the music.
Right.
That's not typically how we do it. I mean, Lynn's a poet. She's not going to tell you that, but she is.
Right.
And
she's a poet and doesn't know it.
Different from lyric writing, believe me.
So... the lyrics, it's quite an intense song. I remember sitting down and saying, I'm going to write the song now. I pulled out the lyrics, sat them on the table, because it was about 2 months later. I had never even looked at them.
Right.
I was wanting to get the moment.
And I had forgotten about them. Okay.
And so then I sat down, I looked at them, I said, okay, Lynn? And you'll see what I'm talking
this
about.
This is for You Don't Know Much About Me, right?
Much About Me.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's check it out on MFO.